appreciate your time today. This is cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate your time as well, because you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. It's just insane right now. But it's the season, so.
Exactly. So could you state your name and occupation for the record, please?
Yep. My name is Brooke Turner, and I'm the owner of Sip and Sliders Food Truck.
So can you tell me a bit about how business has been for you for the past couple of years?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I have owned the truck for 4 years. I started in July of 2019, and I had never even stepped into a food truck before it pulled into my driveway. It was crazy. Like, I couldn't even imagine how busy we would be. The first year was, we were new and people were excited, and it was incredibly busy. Like, the first time I opened my window was at the Summer by the Sea market, and there was 30, 40 people standing in line waiting. And none of us had any idea what we were doing, but it went amazing and people loved it. And that just went through to the end of 2019. And then, you know, 2020, we were excited. We had some experience under our belt, and I had all these events booked, and then COVID hit, and that obviously canceled all my events. But what happened was I noticed that restaurants were staying open and doing takeout. And I was like, well, you know, I can do this. So I regrouped. Like, I didn't even have takeout bags or anything like that on the truck. I opened up for the summer, and I don't remember when, but it was insanity. Like, I ended up having to hire a security guard just to cover COVID and make sure everybody was obeying the rules and everything like that. They were just so stoked to be outside and have us there. And that was the busiest I've been. But then 2021, you know, I've created this great following with these amazing customers, and they're, you know, where are you? What are you doing? And I had a crazy 2021 at the beach. We were lined up down the block all summer long, like, it, you know, and we loved it and our customers loved it. And this year, you know, has been equally as great. Like, it's such an awesome industry. I, you know, tell people about it all the time. It's just, it's an experience for people. And I'm super excited this year. It's my last season in the truck. That's bittersweet. But, you know, Bathtub Weekend, Silly Boat Weekend, Dragamote, like the VIX, all are coming about again. And we've joined in on all of those, and they've been extremely successful for us. And yeah, it's just, it's been really good. People think I'm crazy because I'm selling the truck, but I'm just ready to have a new experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the motivation for upgrading, even though you love the truck, is wanting to have a new experience?
Well, I don't enjoy the winters in the truck. Like, the last two winters I didn't work. So I stop when it starts to get pretty dreary out. It's incredibly cold, especially at the beach, which is like the wind. And I love to work, and I just want to be able to work all year long and be happy with what I'm doing. Like, I absolutely love being in the truck, but when it gets cold, it's cold. So, I think I just was, I love the idea of having something local where people can come and sit and enjoy my food and have a beer or have a celebration, you know, and then just be able to run that all year long. The food tech industry is all year long. They pick a location that's warmer, and you can do that. But I also enjoy the intenseness of the crazy of the summer, right? So winter slows down quite a bit. There's still business out there, and if you have a good following, you'll still be successful. But that was the spark that started the pub, was the fact that I wanted to be able to work all year long.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty interesting motivation, I'll say for sure.
Yeah. It's always been something I wanted to do. And honestly, now I'm at a point where I can do it financially. It's a big thing, obviously. So But that's what started it. And then we just got really excited about like talking to breweries and, you know, wineries and like all our local suppliers that we use on the food truck, excited that they would come on board. You know, like Meatcraft is really trying to make it happen so we can have a good quality, fairly priced wing night. And then we just started talking, and then it just, it's the same way the food truck came about. Honestly, one day there was a food truck in my driveway, and now one day it just happens that I have a pub.
Now the pub's in your driveway.
Yeah, basically. It exactly. is actually literally, because we are storing tables and chairs and equipment in our house. It's like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I'm sure all of your customers are probably going to wonder this, but is the menu for the pub going to be relatively the same from the food truck or no?
No, I will take some of my recipes with me if that is part of the deal in the sale, which I'm hoping. I would like to keep my sauces and all my stuff that I've made. But the menu is going to be like a real pub menu with like nachos and wings and onion rings. And, you know, we'll have fish and chips and salads and soup, locally made soups and, you know, locally made pie for dessert. And we'll have, you know, salad choices and sliders, pulled pork, macaroni and cheese. It's a big menu. It's a little out of control. I have to bring it down a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, centralize it and all that.
Yeah, I'm going to, one thing I do know and learned my lesson from the truck is to start small, because it will grow. My menu is not a regular food truck menu. Like, it's very full-on commercial kitchen menu. So, you know, whereas if you have something like a taco truck, you can be a one-man show. But I can't, you know, punch fresh cut fries, cook hamburgers, and make 40 flavors of milkshakes. It's just, so there's, you know, a few of us on. But when I first started that menu, that was the original menu, but it's grown. Like, I have vegan options now. I have dairy-free shakes. All my truck can be gluten-free. Like, so I have learned to start small and then grow with request. So.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So for your area for the pub, I don't exactly remember the address off the top of my head, but what was your motivation to choose there specifically?
So I grew up in Harewood. I went to Barsby School. We lived by the university. You know, I spent my whole life in this area. And I don't know if you remember, but there was a pub called the Harewood Arms Pub. And we had, that was by the new QF. And I just remember like the wing nights and the live music and just like how the community and you, everybody knew everybody and the staff were wonderful and it was fun. And it's not the exact vibe I'm going for like in design, but I just remember that. And three of the things that when we purchased a pub were, it had to be in Harewood. I wanted it in the university district area. It had to have lots of parking and it had to have a patio. And we probably looked at, we went outside that realm and looked like all over town. And we looked at this one building and we were just, it's brand new. There's nothing in it. You need to build it. It's a big sticker price. So we looked at it and we were like, and we kept looking and we go back to it. And honestly, you just, like the patio sun, like has sun on it all day long. It's a perfect size. It's not too big. It's not too small. And we looked at other local businesses that were for sale and we just realized, you know what, it's not that much more money to build exactly what we, our vision is, right? So,
mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of, we had our agent and he would be like, this place is fantastic. You have to check it out. And it would be, you know, midtown. And I was like, nope, it's gotta be in Harewood. We have nothing like this in the area. And that's, you know, I was stubborn about it.
Well, it's better to be stubborn and get what you want rather than live with something you don't want.
Exactly, exactly. And we did look at purchasing other businesses in the area, But it was just as much money to renovate and turn it into what you wanted then. And the landlord at this business gives you tenant money. So they give you some money towards your build, which is good.
Yeah. In terms of money, how big of a step up from the food truck to the pub? How big of a dollar sign is that?
It is a lot different financially because for the food truck, I don't pay rent. I don't have a lease. I own the truck. We park it in our driveway. There's $0 spent there. I have diesel and propane. That's my only utilities, right? So when you look at utilities, you have your lease that you're paying. You have your hydro, your cable, your internet. But this is all stuff that we've looked into. We've budgeted. We've asked for financials from other businesses in the locations in the area. And it's huge. It's scary. But I really have faith that if you put your heart and you care 100%, that I think it's going to do amazing, you know. And in the food truck industry, it's kind of like people are like, oh my goodness, you're going to go and you're going to pay this massive lease and you don't have any rent. And it's totally different, right? Like I want four walls around me. So, but it is a big step up.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I saw on your Facebook page that you were asking for people to come up to the mantle. Has anybody reached out to you about taking up the food truck mantle yet?
It's been insanely overwhelming. We had to send out an email yesterday to just bear with us. We will get everybody all the information they want. I've had probably 20 people inquire, some very interested and want to sit down like immediately. And we were expecting it to have that kind of reaction, but not that fast. So we had posted it thinking we get a kit here and there, but literally overnight it was about 20 emails. So it's really awesome. And you know, you're kind of, it's a little bit different. Like I'm not selling the truck. Anybody can buy a truck. I'm selling my business and it's not for everybody. I understand like people want to open up their own food truck and recreate their own food, but that's not for everybody. You know, there's just a lot of people that have been like, we come to your truck all the time. We love your food. We love your business. Like, please like give us some more information on this. And so I'm excited that, you know, that Sip and Sladders will most likely live on. I'm sure it'll have changes. And you know, I said in a post that I hope somebody takes it over and runs it even better than we did. So,
Would you also give them access to the Facebook page or would they have to make their own, do you think?
Oh, 100%. They will get everything. So my social media, I have a really good following. So they will get my Facebook, my Instagram. They get 30 days of me of training to, you know, this is what I use for suppliers. And this is why I use this, you know, show you how to cook, show you how to prep, show you how to run the truck. Like, it's, you know, they can have access to my staff for the winter if they want it. And my staff are more than happy to do that for them. There's a lot. It's like the equipment, the debit terminals, like, there's a list of stuff, but they get absolutely everything. I'll start new and I'll start from scratch with the pub.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you get someone, you know, straight out of culinary school who's ready and wiling to go, you know, that'd be awesome. So I think that's all the questions I had, unless you'd like to add anything on the end.
No, I don't think so. We're super excited to get started on the pub and sad to see the truck go, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing. Would you mind sending me pictures or allowing me permission to use the picture of you in front of the truck that you posted on your Facebook page as a image for the article?
Absolutely. You can take whatever you like off Facebook.
All right. Fantastic. Well, you know what? I wish you the best with your new endeavor. It sounds like it's going to be a real fun time for you. There's going to be a lot of work with that.
Yeah. Definitely tripling my workload, but
exactly.
I'm actually,
yeah. for a workaholic like you, it's going to be real fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm very lucky. I have a lot of awesome staff, and I've had hundreds of employees over the years, but a lot of them had a hard time coming on the track. They wanted to work for me, but because I'm seasonal, you lose your job at the end of. So I have so many employees, lovely employees coming out and excited about this new venture and want to join me. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Fun times, fun times. Yeah. All right. You got a lot to do. So yeah. Let's, you know what? Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Hopefully not too busy.
Yeah. We'll see. The rain is always a damper.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye.